So here we are now going into the Greek alphabet, Alpha, July 1981, going up through October of the same year, still in Wisconsin. Beginning with testing these various Ori vector and Ori tests and SV zero, SVO 10, etc. So I'm saying I will call Ori vector Alpha 1 OV and Ori test OT 3.1, clicking clones. And Nick translating the pieces, minutes for the Ori test and the following days. Radiograph of the minis from page 9, on page 9, and 4 very strongly hybridizing minis against the probe that I had chosen. Repeating the digest on page 11 and bulk growth on page 13. Another plasmid procedure protocol talked about on page 14 from Dick Flavell's lab, handwritten protocol from that lab before the Xeroxing. So on the Tuesday, September 29th, page 19, subcloning, non-repetitive, 770 base pair fragment from 3.1 kb plasmid with the A gamma delta bipolar allo sequence in it. So looking for the bipolar allo between A gamma and the delta. And here's the first mention that I've come across of Nobuya, who joined the lab. Nobuya Maeda, whom I later married, found that the HINF1 fragment is the best single copy piece for the bipolar allo region. So I asked her to help me do this type of work. She came from Walter Fitch's lab. With a happy accident for me, that she was due to go to NIH, but President Ronald Reagan, froze all appointments at that time because of a budget consideration, and so her second postdoc, which was to be with someone at NIH, evaporated, and Walter Fitch, with whom she'd been working, didn't have any money. And so she came to work in my lab after being recommended by him. And I always say the joke that she was recommended as being very polite and listening carefully to what she had to say and then do what she wanted. Well, as I've also said in the past, that proved to be partly true, but no longer does she listen to me. Anyway, here she is. She has beginning to work on the origin of replication. So Wednesday, September 30th, proceeding with cloning this DNA. Stockmeyer by Jake on page 27 for PBR 322. I think it's the only summary of the Jake K calculations that I have available. It's I don't think the programs exist, but at least there was what concentration should be used for the target and the vector. When the target, when the vector was PBR 322. So here we are on Sunday, October 4th, set up 23 dead. Minus and plus colonies for minis. That meant they were sensitive to tet but resistant to ampicillin. And there were a whole bunch of these colonies set up. But with the note that the probe was from a plasmid, and so everyone is positive. Typical mistake. Wednesday, October 7th, page 37, F1 nuclease assay for related sequences. They aim to distinguish quickly the equivalence and assess differences between two closely related sequences. That's an idea here on how to do that. And more specifically set out on the following page, 39. October 8th, the plasmid digest, chromosome A and chromosome B. Talked about, let's see what chromosome A is and what chromosome B is. Probable that the A plasmid is G gamma and the B plasmid is not clear. And we'll pause.